stay locked in and fully loaded.
Ashanti Radio
and Verkay Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to Valerie A. Campbell. I'm your host. And this is the place where you get to turn your vibe on. Your V for your vision, your I for your intention, your B for your beliefs, and your E for your expectation. Now, nobody can set your vibe for you. No one can set your energy field for you. No one can set your temperature. Only you can set those things. And this is what this show is about. It's about allowing you to take responsibility for turning your vibe on at a higher and higher frequency so you can attract in all the good. So, on that note, what is today's show about? Today's show is introducing to you some powerful habits that a woman should have. Okay, so really it's about habits of a powerful woman. Okay, I'm going to introduce some of them today and just take it all in. So the first habit that I really want to address is about your emotions. Okay, now you know that I like to refer to us women as queens. I believe that it is our birthright, that we are of royal priesthood, and we should always value ourselves. We're all unique. We're all different. You know, we were wonderfully made, and we need to accept that. Even though we're lost, okay, never forget that you haven't lost your value, okay? So here are some habits for you to embrace your value, okay, even if you're feeling a little lost right now. So what's the first one? Well, as a queen, and you are a queen, you are a leader, and you have to behave as such. You are a leader of yourself. And so that means that leaders should never be overly emotional. Now I know that women, as you know, the way that we've been brought up, when we think about that in comparison to men, men are kind of taught to hide their feelings. Women were taught it's okay to express our feelings. And of course it is. But what I'm actually saying here is that you should have emotional control over your feelings, okay? Leaders are not out of control emotionally. And if anybody that knows me knows that, I like to say that I am emotionally disciplined, okay? So I'm making a differentiation between being emotionally intelligent, okay, and emotionally disciplined, okay? So emotionally intelligent would be knowing how to express emotions at the right time, I would say, being tactful on how to use your emotions. I'm more going into that field, but emotional discipline is knowing how much to show and how much not to show. You see, if you're going to be a powerful woman in the marketplace, then you're going to have to know how to swim, okay? You can't be overly emotional. You can't be mad at somebody every week. You can't be going off on people all the time. You can't be crying and having your feelings hurt about every little thing, okay? Because what you're then doing is you're actually showing a person how to control you. Okay, that's what happens when you allow your emotions to just be shown. You just show them visibly. A person says, "Oh, if I do this, then this is the reaction that I will get." Okay, so number one, you must consciously stop letting people push your buttons. Stop letting people push your buttons, especially your emotional expectations. You need to get a handle on that, especially when you're going into environments where you have, let's just say, haters, okay? You have to say to yourself, right, today I am not going to do X, Y, and Z when you're actually going into a situation. So you actually prepare yourself, okay? You choose, this is how I am going to respond if this happens or that happens. You see how you're establishing your own emotional thermometer, your own emotional expectations. You know, think about women who thrive in high pressure environments. Now, I'm thinking about like news readers. Look at Oprah Winfrey, for example. Okay. Now that is a woman who it operates and has operated in high pressure environments, but you can just see that she has a discipline over her emotions. You can see that that woman is a leader. Okay, so you have to learn to fill your mind with, I would say, the word of God. Sometimes you have to fill yourself up with the kind of the stuff that is coming at you. And, you know, the word of God speaks about uprooting strongholds of self-doubt, strongholds of insecurity. You know, you've got to fill your mind with the word of God. And you've got to learn to self-correct yourself immediately when you can feel your emotions starting to surge. Yes? I mean, I remember very recently I was in a situation and I could feel my emotions surging. But I am in a place now where I'm like, you know what? I need to get a grip of this. Okay? So just center yourself. Okay? Count to 10. Take 10 deep breaths if you have to, okay? Center yourself and then go in. You want to learn how to self-correct on the spot and not just go in crying, okay? And that doesn't represent the strength of a powerful woman, okay? Now, what's another point I would like to make? Right, so powerful women are also students of the way that men think. Now, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that in the world that we're living in, as a woman, the man is the hunter and the woman is the prey. Men are hunting and women are the prey, okay? So, let me ask you a question. Would you go into a lion's cage before you studied the tendencies of that lion? Okay, so I wouldn't go in even after I've studied it, but I certainly wouldn't go in there until I had studied the ways of the lion. Okay, so this is how it is in the hunting field. The man has the bow and arrow or the gun, and the woman is the rabbit. Okay, you know, I've got to throw in some dating stuff here because I'm a dating coach, as you know. And so, you know, I had to throw that in. Now, a wise, powerful woman studies the way men think, and you won't understand the way they think, the moves they make, the tricks they play. Not that you would counteract with tricks, but you definitely don't want society to have an advantage over you. So, How do you gather this insight? To gather this insight, how does a woman actually gain this insight about men? Well, if you look around at who is closest to us, it's largely from a few men that have loved her unconditionally. People like fathers, brothers, uncles, pastors, priests, people that are going to tell you the real deal and teach you. So if a woman doesn't have the benefit of those type of relationships, she could actually recall all of her her experiences and connect the related and the consistent traits that you've got to know in order to learn the way that men think. Okay, so you've got to be able to recall all of that experiences, all of those experiences, and connect it together. But you'll do that anyway, okay, because it's going to form an imprint upon you. You know, I have women that inbox me, and you know, they ask me about this stuff. You know, a wise woman wants to know how a man thinks, okay, and you need to take the time to actually study another person's mind, okay, because it's important, not just in a relationship, but also just in society. We're interacting with men every single day, you know, and I've actually said this to you before. You can't study another person's mind if you're actually always speaking yours. Yeah, sometimes women, as queens, you need to learn when to be quiet, okay, so that you can learn. And most women cannot learn how men think because most women are talking all the time, okay? So we've got to learn how to shut up, okay? How are we going to learn to accomplish insight into the male psyche or the male mentality if we don't actually do that, okay? If we don't actually take the time to collate data and to analyze it, okay? Now, also ask questions of those men that actually love you unconditionally. Ask questions, okay? Pay attention to what a man doesn't say as much as you do to what he says, okay? It's about, you know, the jam and the bread. It's about reading in between those lines. Look, there is no situation that you're in where men are not studying you. Take that from me. That's why men always know where your buttons are, and they will press them and they will press them. and the way that they're able to do that is because they've studied you. Yeah, but you haven't taken the time to study him. Okay, so you know he's at an advantage because you haven't studied him, but powerful women study men. Okay, so now, what is another thing that powerful women do? Okay, queens value their financial independence over status. When I say status, I'm talking about keeping up with the Joneses. Okay, you know that status where you want to your egos come to play. Powerful women value financial independence, and you know, I don't have any problems with with what some women might call divas, okay? But most of these divas that I know have got a wardrobe full of clothes, you know, a whole heap of shoes, but a bank full of emptiness, okay? They're broke, okay? So a queen is not that type of woman, okay? She isn't the woman who is stupid. She isn't the woman that's got a wardrobe full of clothes that literally still have the tag on it. Okay? You have to be that woman that has some money in the bank. And you are not dependent on anybody. Powerful women value financial independence. Now, some of you right now, you know, you're working like 9 to 5s, even beyond that in time. And right now, if an emergency came up, someone literally, you know, came and tried to ransom your child, you know, God forbid, you haven't got any money, okay? So you need to take time to work that out, you know. When we look at the ratio between men and women, okay, you know, a lot of women are poor, okay? So as queens, we need to establish that, or at least be working towards that financial independence. The day has long gone, you know, like the Bible days where you know, your knight in shining armor, so to speak, not just Bible days, obviously, comes and rides in your life and whisks you off, you know, as the princess, and you end up living happily ever after. Those days are long gone. I'm not saying that you still can't have that. You know, there are some really alpha male out there that do that, but you know, you've got to take time to learn how to invest money. You've got to get your education game on. You know, you've got to find people that can teach you. You've got to go to seminars. You know, we're not taught this stuff in school. You've got to get your credit score up. Credit. You let me not even begin to start to explain how important credit is. You've got to work on your credit, okay? And you've got to downsize your lifestyle where's needed. And you need to live off less than actually you're making, because we're living in this consumer type world and we really need to break out of that. Okay. So powerful women, queens, value financial independence. Now, most women are conditioned only to be, a lot of women are only conditioned to be somebody's wife, and they never maximize their own personal earning potential. Yeah, so we need to make sure that we've got that game covered. Now the Bible tells us that that wisdom is a defense, even as money is a defense. And as a woman, you've got to have some money. You cannot be carried away with all of these impressions of trying to impress people, trying to keep up with the Joneses and all of that. You've got to know that God gives you money to produce your greatest need as a woman. And what is your greatest need as a woman? Security, right? You've got to have security. And praying right now that if you haven't got a man, that God blesses you with a man that gives you that, you know. If it doesn't, praise God, then, you know, then we're in problems, okay? Because we need that man who's got that God-fearing mentality. But as I said, it's not that easy to find, okay? Listen, just as a queen, as a powerful woman, depend on yourself, okay? Depend on yourself. I know it sounds as if I'm over-exaggerating that point, but it really is important. So apologies for actually laboring on it. Now, another habit that a powerful woman should embrace is that they don't tolerate insecurity in themselves. Powerful women detest any inkling of insecurity in themselves. And by that, what do I mean? I mean that when you see a woman walk in with, say, the dress that you wanted or the shoes that you wanted, looking fine, rather than celebrating that woman, you try to put her down. You know, you say that she, you know, that as if she's trying to, you try to make her like she's showing off. Yes, that is insecurity. Okay. And that is actually extremely off-putting for somebody that is observing that. Because a man doesn't want to be around a woman who, you know, he can't even speak to another woman without you getting emotionally charged up about it, okay? Yeah, you need to learn to care for somebody in a way, but care for you first in such a way that you love yourself so much that those insecurities that you have, they're gone, okay? You really need to work on that. Because think about it. If you have somebody that can take your man from you, then he's not yours. Okay? Powerful women do not tolerate insecurity within themselves. You've got to see insecurity as a mindset, and it leads to, it is a mindset, okay? And it leads to behaving beneath your actual potential. and it makes you subordinate to people who are often beneath you. Now, I want you to actually receive what I've just said right there. Let me just repeat it. It makes you subordinate to people who are often beneath you. Insecurity is a mindset, and that is what you need to focus on, okay? When you are insecure, people who are actually beneath you will manipulate you by your insecurities. So you have to be that queen, you know, that powerful woman who is secure within herself. You've got to know who you are. Real queens knows that nobody else can fit their shoes. A real queen knows that nobody else can fit her crown, you know? I want you to receive that, okay? There's no one else like you. A real queen knows that nobody else can fit her crown. So if you're struggling with insecurity, you don't need a man yet, you know, because you've actually got work to do, okay? You've got work to do. You have to work on yourself. You've got to work on your purpose, okay? Stay home. Let the Lord work on you. Now, the only way to get rid of insecurities from the inside out, because let's face it, nobody can actually reach in and pull insecurities out of you. You have to begin to challenge your mind, okay? You've got to challenge that inner voice, those limitations in your mindset. And while you're actually doing that, you've got to come almost outside of your body and you have to observe what those thoughts are actually saying to you, okay? Because when you get around people and you start to feel yourself shrinking or getting nervous around people, you have to think, what is it that I'm believing about myself that is actually causing me to behave that way? You need to pull those beliefs out. You need to become aware of it and check on how you're actually treating other people with that thought, with that belief. Okay, remember, belief is nothing more than a thought that you have said yes to. Okay, so this is a technique that I'm sharing with you right now. Okay, look at how you're treating other people, and if that belief is not serving you, drop it, okay? If it's not serving you in the direction that you want to go, because every day you should be working on your queenliness that's taking you to new heights, drop it. If you want to know more about that particular technique, just reach out to me, valerieacampbell.com/apply. And here I have a free consultation that I offer, which will actually help you with that side of things, okay? This is about you showing up as the queen that you are. So take time to work on your mind. You know, last week I was in church and Bishop was talking about pulling down of strongholds, mindsets, okay? And casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. What is the knowledge of God? That you were wonderfully made, okay? That you are enough. So every thought that strays away from that, you have to bring that into captivity. And every thought, you have to bring that into obedience of what God says about you, okay? Take time to know yourself, because that is what's going to set you on the right path. I remember, oh my gosh, when I was younger, I had the worst acne. Well, in my eyes, I had the worst acne, and it even went into my adulthood. I then developed adult acne, and I used to feel so insecure, like you wouldn't believe. I'm sure there's some women out there that can relate, or some women who have got some similar kind of affliction, Okay, and you know how that makes you feel, like you're so self-conscious. You think that people are looking at you all the time. You know, it's really horrible place to be in. But I tell you what, the greatest part of that journey for me is the success that I achieved when I accepted myself. I remember one day saying, you know what, this is me. You know, because I had tried every topical treatment that I could possibly use to get rid of this acne, and I just couldn't get it to budge. But the moment I decided within myself, you know what, this is me, I need to accept me. The moment that I decided, I began to look at people in their eyes. I was no longer worrying, were they looking at me? Were they looking at my skin? Were they judging me? I wasn't doing any of that. And I'm not saying it was, I just went to bed and woke up like that, okay? This was a repetitive thought that I was having. And when I did that, all of a sudden, in me not being aware of myself, made other people seemingly not aware of myself, because I was no longer using that as something for them to focus on, because I was focusing on that. So it's about self-acceptance. Just try it and see how people relate to you. Okay, as I said, the greatest part of success in this life is being sure and confident that you are it, that you mean something. Okay. And again, if you want to learn more about self-confidence and acampbell.com/apply. Okay. Powerful women do not tolerate insecurity in themselves. Okay. Because insecurity is a self-limitation. We are part of a limitless God. Okay. It is a self-limiting mindset that will keep you from tapping into your personal greatness. I've felt it. I've experienced it. Okay. So we need to attack our insecurities. We've got to shut them down. And, you know, we've got to take comfort in the fact that we really are enough. Okay. The spirit of insecurity loves social comfort zones. Okay, and it tries to force you into these uncomfortable situations so that it can highlight it even more. No, you take control, okay? The first step to overcoming insecurities is to force yourself out of any zone, okay, that is not encouraging you to deal with that particular insecurity, okay?
Stay locked in and fully loaded.
Oshani Radio.
And Verke Radio.
They said we couldn't do it.
But we global now. Worldwide. Boom. In your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to OshaniRadio.com. New York City. Always talking about everything.